welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. My guest is none other than Joe McNally, National Award-winning newspaper columnist and longtime political commentator of Milwaukee radio and television, and my friend. And let's go to the phone lines. Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. Thank you very much. You say what?
Well, Joel hit a home run today. I mean, and I mean a home run with bases loaded. If people strategize the upcoming election like Joel just did and realize that if you want to drive a wedge in the Republicans, it's who favors Russia and who favors Ukraine. And there's enough good Republicans left that want to see Ukraine win. And what does that make those Republicans? A humanitarian. And that's what we want in this country. People who have a sense of humanitarianism, if there is such a word.
There is.
And what does that mean is we care about other people. We just don't care about ourselves. And I think it, I really mean it. I like him, but I don't think it should be Biden. I really think in a perfect world, but this is going to take some, how should I say, strategizing. Perfect world would be Elizabeth Cheney and Adam Kissinger run for president and vice president. If we had that, and the Democrats would see, okay, they're not going to give us everything, but we're going to return to normalcy where we respect each other and we care about each other. Because if they care about Ukraine, those Republicans, they care about more than just Ukraine. They care about maybe the people in our country. And we got to thank them for that, because that's what we're all about. We can be Democrats and Republicans and have a great discussion and debate, but if you don't care for each other, get out of my country. That's how I'd say it. Get out of my country, because we care about each other. And the minute you stop caring, you lost the focus of why the Statue of Liberty is in the harbor. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Bill, thank you very much. Joe, yes, you want to respond to Bill?
Well, just I want to thank Bill as well. I honestly can't agree with everything you said. Here's one thing I will say about Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger. I also admire them, and I admire Liz Cheney's courage for standing up for democracy in the Republican Party and sacrificing her own political career for it. I wouldn't vote for her for president, though. I couldn't. She's just on the opposite side of so many other issues that I care about, including, reproductive rights in America and the rights of women and that sort of thing. But what she did, I think, was just like what Mike Pence did. I also have no admiration for Mike Pence overall, because he was a very servile vice president to Donald Trump. He would open every meeting of that Trump called with the cabinet, praising Trump as the greatest honor in his life to serve him as vice president. And the fact that that Mike Pence is an evangelical Christian, and Donald Trump is just the opposite of any form of Christianity that I ever learned about in Sunday school. I did not respect Mike Pence for so many reasons, but he saved democracy. He really did. We have to say that about him. If he had gone along with the corrupt scheme that Donald Trump came up with to try to throw out the legitimate votes in states that voted for President Biden, so that Donald Trump could remain as president after he was defeated, and it wasn't even close on the electoral vote wasn't even close. Not only did he lose by 8 million votes nationwide, but he lost by the same amount of electoral votes, as a matter of fact, as Hillary Clinton did, and no one you know, argued that she should have been the president, even though she lost the election. And Donald Trump had no right to do the same thing, and he certainly had no right to sic violent white extremists on the Congress of the United States to threaten their lives and to basically rampage through the Capitol, threatening to hang the vice president of the United States, chasing Mike Pence and his wife and daughter through the halls of Congress, wanting to murder them. This is someone who we are now, the Republican Party may well again nominate once again to be president of the United States. And you know, until the Republican Party is ready to support American democracy, they simply have no right to win another election in America. They really don't.
All right, Joe, hang on. Let's go to Curtis from West Dallas. Hey, good morning, Curtis. You say what?
I say I love your educated, well-knowledgeable guest, even though everybody else has terrible comments. But I want to say, Bill from McConnell is very right. He said that magic words, love and compassion will win every election. Because when I heard Ron DeSantis say that on the news yesterday, I was like asking myself, why didn't the reporter do their job and ask this question? The magic question is to ask Ron DeSantis, says, well, if you think that we should let Ukraine be taken over for territorial reasons, well, what the heck do you think can happen in the United States? He can come over here and do the same thing. It's called territorial, you know what I mean? He'll come over here and take territory. I mean, what Ron DeSantis said was the most ridiculous things I've ever heard anybody in my life say. When you can just say to the people in the world, it's all right to go over and take somebody else's property. It's almost like me coming over to your house by a 40, you know, on Sherman Boulevard and say, Earl, your house is my house. Because I want to take it, you know? But thank you very much for calling. Hey, have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Mike from River Falls. Mike.
Yeah, you guys put a spin on everything you say there. He puts a spin on. And I'll tell you one thing. Our enemy's going to attack us from within our own borders due to this fool's open door policy. And Ukraine has been part of Russia for centuries.
So?
And we're going to be attacked by Russia, China, all 9 yards within our very own borders. And then you guys are going to piss on yourself and cut and run.
So you really think, sir, that the United States government, with the most powerful military in the world, is going to realistically be attacked by Russia and China?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got the most powerful military in the world. Nobody, you know, that's not going to happen.
They're going to attack us from our borders or come at us directly. They're gonna come in with the drug cartel.
So let me ask you.
They're already here throughout the...
So let me ask you. You mean like what Joel talked about when they attacked the Capitol, when people inside of this country attacked the democracy in Washington, D.C.? That wasn't anybody outside of the borders. That was American citizens.
They were led by the FBI, the corrupted FBI. They were led.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call. So, Joel, you know, it's not getting better, right?
What I keep telling myself. We know that people like these recent callers exist
right.
in this country, and we know why they exist, because they've been lied to, and they've been coddled and continue to be supported by the most corrupt leaders of the Republican Party, which right now includes Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis and Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson is right up there with the elected officials. He may be even more powerful because of the media power that he has and the people he reaches every day. The fact that they call the programs that the network that he's on, the fact that they call that Fox News
That was the biggest lie in branding and labeling that has ever been perpetrated in this country. It used to be against the law in America for, you remember the fairness doctrine in broadcasting, where if stations, you know, spewed out just one political point of view, they were required to put other spokesmen on the air representing other points of
right.
view.
Ronald Reagan did away with that.
It was called the fairness doctrine. But there is no fairness in broadcasting anymore. And there is no news on Fox News. People think they're getting news of the world, but they are not. They are getting pure propaganda. And part of the time, they're getting propaganda fed to them directly from Vladimir Putin. Because Donald Trump and Ron, talk about Wisconsin's own sins, the fact that you have a United States senator from Wisconsin who spreads propaganda that is fed to him by Vladimir Putin's military intelligence agency as fact, it is just appalling. And you know, that is not news. It is propaganda, and it is lies. And we now know from what has just come out in the lawsuit against Fox News that Tucker Carlson and those others, you know,
Laura Ingraham and many others,
watch, they don't believe those things they're saying either. They know that they're lies.
So
and
Joel,
they know
that's...
that they are putting people on their network who are lying.
So Joel, to me, that's where the inherent danger is. Even Rupert Murdoch said that those people were lying. The owner of Fox News, and yet the callers still believe it, Joe. That's where the danger lies.
Here's the good news. I keep trying to tell you over and over. That is not a majority of this
country. Yeah, right.
That it may be 30% of this country. And you know what?
Joe, got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Be right back.
You know what I think heaven is?
Mm-mm.
I think heaven is you. You know that? Listen. A place where I can find
to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My good friend Joe McNally, national award-winning newspaper columnist and longtime political commentator for Milwaukee Radio and Television, is still on the line. Tom, hang on. Let's play this, Calvin. This kind of points to everything you were saying, Joe. If you play that little piece for me, Calvin, please.
What does that mean to you? Would you mind defining, Will, because it's come up a couple times, and I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
So, I mean, woke is sort of the idea that this is going to be one of those moments that goes viral. I mean, woke is something that's very hard to define, and we've spent an entire chapter defining it. It is sort of the understanding that we need to totally reimagine and redo society in order to create hierarchies of oppression. It's hard to explain in a 15-second soundbite.
This woman wrote a book on wokeism. when they asked her to explain it, did you hear her?
Yeah.
So Joe, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, they use these. Well, you know what? When this whole thing kind of came home to me was, I don't know if you just heard that.
Yeah, yes.
There seems to be a cat dispute in my house right at the moment. I may have to take a break in a minute.
No, we got a couple minutes.
The moment. Where this really came home to me, when we watched President Biden's State of the Union address, which was extremely powerful, I thought, because he worked out an agreement among Republicans while they were yelling at him from the audience, which I thought was just brilliant. They were trying to disrupt his speech because you have those crazy people now in the House of Representatives that are running it. I've got a problem. I'm gonna have to take a quick.
Okay,
break.
Joe. Really go ahead. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Three things. One, CJ and, they love him in Florida. Yeah, they love Mussolini in Italy, and they also love Hitler in Germany. I mean, come on. Let's get serious on that one. The other gentleman who called telling about the wars with China and Russia attacking us and all that, you know, why aren't the Republicans doing anything about our Navy fleet? I was reading the Atlantic magazine about how our dominance on the seas is in serious jeopardy because they are really building up and putting up boundaries, the China Sea, the Antarctic, and all that, and that's shipping routes, and they will control that. What are the Republicans doing about that? Nothing. They're more concerned about what bathroom and what kind of clothes you're wearing. That's their priority right now. So let's stop talking stupid about that. And honestly, because I'm on my soapbox, I forgot what the third thing was.
Well, you know, Tom, the fact that we've got people who respond in the manner that some have responded on the air today with hate and vitriol. Because in America, people have a right to free speech. So why do we get upset when people use their right to free speech? I don't understand that. You know, they have a right to free speech themselves, but to call and denigrate and call my guest who's well educated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's speaking the truth, I don't, you know, for the life of me, I just do not understand that. And it's part of why the nation is in such jeopardy and in such trouble, because we have adults who act like children. Well, I don't like what he said. You know, they're picking on Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump is a criminal. Yes. And it's only a matter
of...
Huh?
Oh, I was going to say, also, you know, once Trump started running and talking the way he did and everything, even back then, I'm looking at it like, wow, this is like watching WWE wrestling.
Yeah.
Get the crowd all riled up about one different wrestler and all that, and then you had back in the day, you had the Middle Eastern wrestlers, and everyone was USA, USA,
right.
And he was just pitting people again. It's the exact same script. It's just on a much bigger scale.
Hey, Tom, well said, man. Thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break.
Thank you, Earl. Thank
right.
you.
All right, we'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you.
show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. Joe McNally is still on the line. You know, Joe, we talk about Donald Trump and the inherent dangers that he brings to the table. But we gloss over Ron DeSantis, a guy who's 45 years old and is going to do and say anything to out-Trump Trump. And the only saving grace in this thing is that Donald Trump, if he doesn't get the nomination, he's going to destroy Ron DeSantis.
Well, there's that. I was very interested in your previous caller making the reference to WWE.
Yeah, he was right.
Of course, remember, Donald Trump was a participant in WWE.
Yeah, he
wrestling.
Was.
he actually used that same audience, which is very much like his audience within the Republican Party, of course. You know, you know me pretty well, but what you may not know is that my two grandkids were really into WWE wrestling.
Who wasn't, Joe? Whose children weren't?
And as a result, I attended more wrestling matches than you may ever imagine.
I went to a couple myself.
And of course, it was very easy to see the parallels between Donald Trump's politics and Donald Trump's wrestling career. I once, in fact, went with my older grandson to actually a national World Wrestling Championship at which The Rock was defending his title against Triple H.
So.
having watched my share of professional wrestling, I have always considered Trump's political career absurd. And it is absurd. And the terrible thing that he has done to the Republican Party is make the Republican Party an absurd party. It is not one that should be taken seriously by anybody. Unfortunately, of course, it is. And it is the thing that keeps it from just being an absurdity and a cartoon, of course, is that it is very, very dangerous. We know how dangerous it is. We watched it, as we've talked about this morning. Everyone in America watched it, and everyone in America has seen video of it. And they now, thanks to the January 6th committee, they've seen testimony from people very much in the inner circle around Donald Trump who are testifying and will testify ultimately in court proceedings and in lawsuits against the attempted violent overthrow of American democracy, that Donald Trump, he was responsible for it. He incited it. He sent the dangerous armed mob to the Capitol to attack the Congress of the United States, and ultimately he will be prosecuted for that. And he needs to be. There's this myth in America, and it goes back to Nixon. It goes back to Nixon.
You can't do that to a former president. You can't touch a former president.
Yeah, you can. And do you remember that his vice president Gerald Ford went on national television and pardoned Donald Trump, not Donald Trump, he pardoned Richard Nixon for the crimes he committed. The crimes he committed. Imagine this. I'm still looking back on it. To me, until Donald Trump had became president of the United States, Richard Nixon was, to me,
worst.
The most villainous, corrupt president we'd ever had. And he's the only one that had ran a burglary ring out of the Oval Office to break into the Democratic National Committee when he was running for president for re-election against George McGovern. They broke into a psychiatrist's office, the psychiatrist of Daniel Ellsberg, Daniel Ellsberg had exposed, wasn't Nixon, it was actually Lyndon Johnson, with the Pentagon Papers about all the lies that were perpetuated by Lyndon Johnson government in order to justify the Vietnam War. And Daniel Ellsberg worked on a government study by the RAND Corporation that did a history of all the lies that had taken place during Lyndon Johnson's presidency. And it was the reason why Richard Nixon was breaking into Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatrist's office was to get some information on him, because now, Richard Nixon was running the corrupt war in Vietnam, and he didn't want the lies of Lyndon Johnson exposed and the lies that the whole war was based on. And you know, the fact that burglaries, those were at least nonviolent crimes. Donald Trump's crime is a violent one. But it was Gerald Ford who said, we cannot prosecute a former president of the United States because it would divide the country too much. That is absurd. When a former president of the United States has committed, and in Donald Trump's case, a violent crime against democracy, where his supporters they ransacked the Capitol, they stole furniture, what has always disgusted me most about those people that rampaged through the Capitol was that some of them actually smeared excrement on the Capitol of the United States.
They also
own excrement.
They also beat law enforcement.
And it just is disgusting to me. And the fact that we would try to excuse that as some sort of political protest or something. No, that's not a free speech protest in a democratic country. That is an attempt to overthrow democracy.
So, Joel,
that has to be prosecuted.
Hang on a second, Joel. Let's go to Andy from Beaver Dam. Good morning to you, Andy. You say what, sir?
Like Joe points out, we have successively, since Nixon, been moving closer and closer to the threat on democracy, until finally in 2015 and 16, we get this narcissist for a president. And, you know, it didn't start with him, but it was the culmination of all these actions. And like Joe says, it was ridiculous for Jerry Ford to say that we couldn't prosecute Nixon because Nixon had nothing to worry about as far as getting reelected. Hell, he beat McGovern by a landslide, and yet he's got the plumbers at the Watergate breaking it in. You know, what's the problem? You know, I mean, the crookedness is, but these obnoxious younger congressmen that we have today, oh, my God, it's just, it makes you want to throw up every time you see that gal from Georgia, and there's probably about 10 or 15 of them, and they're a disgrace to the office, you know. So, but anyway, it's an interesting phenomenon. Hopefully in 2 years we can look back at this, but I don't know. I think it's going to be longer than that before we get back to center, you know, with our politics and so forth.
Hey, Andy, always. Thank you very much. Good stuff. Joel, you want to respond to Andy? I don't know. Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to respond to Andy?
Yeah, I really appreciate that. I do think, when Andy said it's going to take a while, it is going to take a while. But I am convinced it's moving in the right direction. It really is. The reason I'm convinced of that is that I don't think Donald Trump can be elected again. I really don't.
I don't either.
I didn't think he could be elected the first time, so who's going to take my word for it? But I don't think he can, and I also don't think imitators of him can either. And, you know, when Lyndon Johnson passed the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act, he said that it would drive, it would make it impossible for Democrats to win an election in the South for a generation. This was after, as I said before, it was a solid South. It was solid Democratic, but passing civil rights and voting rights was going to drive the South away from voting for Democrat for a generation. It actually was more than a generation. It was several generations. And it was not until this past election when Georgia and Arizona, which were both solid Republican states historically, ever since the Civil Rights Movement drove, white supremacists to embrace the Republican Party. Now in the Republican Party, they're also being driven away from the Republican Party if you are a decent American who supports democracy. And intelligent Americans are starting to do that. And I really think we're moving in the right direction, but it's a painful process.
So Joe, what happens to that 30% if Donald Trump, who will get the nomination if it's just between him and DeSantis, because, you know, there'll be more than enough Republicans running, and that 30% may get him the nomination, but he'll never win again, Joel. I'm in total agreement with you. But what happens with that other 30% of the nation? Do they then lick their wounds, or do they become a threat to the society?
I believe that they fade back into the woodwork. The Klansmen, living here in Charlottesville, Virginia, as you know, I do now.
Right.
Right after Donald Trump was elected in 2017, that is when the Unite the Right rally was held here in Charlottesville, and the Ku Klux Klan and neo-Nazis wearing Nazi armbands were marching in our streets and creating a riot that ended up murdering one woman and injuring dozens of other people when this neo-Nazi drove his car into a crowd of protesters who were objecting to the neo-Nazis and the Klansmen who had come from all over the country to celebrate Donald Trump's election in the streets of Charlottesville. David Duke, who I thought had died decades ago, was here, along with other. There's a guy, he ran for mayor of Milwaukee, and as a Nazi, remember when the Nazi Party was actually emerging in Milwaukee, he was here as a Nazi, marching in the streets. Those were the supporters of Donald Trump. Those were the people he drew out of the woodwork. Who had mostly they hadn't voted in presidential elections. Mostly they hadn't voted in presidential elections because no candidate was bad enough for them. The Klansmen who were voting for Donald Trump mostly had not voted in presidential elections because they didn't have a Klan candidate until Donald Trump.
So Joel, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Jack from Merrimack, you're up next. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
a smile for me and let the day begin. You are the sunshine that lights my heart within. And I'm sure that you're an angel in disguise. Come take my hand and together we will ride on the wings of love.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is the bombastic Joe McNally. let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call, and good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I don't want to accuse our founding fathers of a lack of imagination, but I do believe that they could not have imagined the distortion of the concept of free speech that has taken place, especially in the last decade in this country, with Fox News and so-called Newsmax and QAnon, all this stuff going on, lie after lie after lie, distortion after distortion, things like replacement theory. Excuse me? Who's replacing whom? Things like Democrats are weak on crime, but we're going to cut back funding to the cities to the point where they can't afford to hire appropriate police forces. Things like grooming. Give me a break. These guys are just unbelievable. And unfortunately, they are able to, this kind of rhetoric is able to stir up fear, anger, and hatred among the acolytes. And there are way too many people who don't see this for what it is. When after the January 6th riots, I guess I'd call them, over half of Americans thought that Trump should be charged and sent to jail. And now it's been 2 years, nothing's been done, and I don't think half of Americans would say that anymore. They've just distorted the facts and tried to say, oh, this thing of January 6th was no big deal. It was no big deal. Yeah, right. We almost lost what little democracy we have in this country. Somehow, something's got to be done about this. And the lies and repeated lies and distortions have to stop. And I don't know how you can legislate. I don't know how the courts can control it. But maybe these lawsuits against Fox and, with big corporations like Dominion behind them, maybe that can do some truth finding.
Hey,
so that's my thought.
Hey, Jack, great stuff as always. Joel, you want to respond to Jack?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Jack. I understand exactly where you're coming from. But I just always remain more confident that in fact these people are not a majority, and there are various things built into our democracy that really does go back to the founding fathers, that they were very
visionary,
wary of a total majority rule. They wanted to, represent both small states and big states, and both, at that time, slave states and anti-slave states. And so they tried to strike what would be a balance, which would be one house of the legislature that would be totally majority rule, and the other would be more difficult for the majority to just totally ignore the minority. And that makes sense in a way, but boy, has it been distorted into the point where we have a House of Representatives that was the one that was supposed to represent the majority of the people. It would be, they'd elect them every 2 years, and every 2 years, they would have a chance to reflect the majority of that state. But what they didn't count on was that political corruption could change, could redraw the boundaries of voting districts so that a statewide the majority of the state would not be represented in the vote. And that's exactly what's happened in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has a legislature where when Tony Evers and Josh Call, won statewide, and Tammy Baldwin won statewide by a majority, the legislature was still two-thirds Republican. And when you looked at the vote, it turned out that more voters in Wisconsin had voted for Democratic legislators than had voted for Republican legislators. So how did they get a two-thirds majority? It was simply corruption. It was corrupt line drawing so that they could put as many Democratic voters as possible into the fewest districts and have a huge majority in those districts. But then for all the rest of the Democratic voters throughout the state, they would split those votes up into so many different districts that they could never have a majority. So they ended up with a third of the legislature, even though they had a majority of the voters. And that is corruption. It's political corruption. And the corrupt courts, including corrupt Supreme Court, led by Chief Justice John Roberts, said that corruption was okay.
So, Joe, it's unfortunate, man, but we got to leave it there. Thank you, as always, for electrifying the listening audience.
it's always a pleasure, and I always enjoy coming on. And even though I'm not Gilbert Brown, you know, I like coming on.
He has this place, but he could never fill
Joe McNally. Well, I can't do some of the things that he was able to do either.
Hey, Joe, we got to run. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. We'll be back in touch. I want to let everybody know that tomorrow I'm going to be joined by Sandy Williams. It's Friday, but we're also going to be joined by Mr. Morris Pearl. He is the author of How Lies, Loopholes, and Lobbyists Make the Rich Even Richer. Tax the Rich is his book. He's a part of the Patriotic Millionaires. We're going to have a great show on tomorrow. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you all later.
Flying high upon the wings of love.